with us today is Cindy Ziff, and she is with the Wales Clean Ocean Actions Committee, and she's the executive director, and we're calling her to find out what's happening to the beautiful whales in the Northeast. They're dying all over the place. Cindy, welcome back to the show.
How's it going? Very, very good. It's great to be with you. And Clean Ocean Action is very concerned about the whales as well, so we're happy to talk about it.
I remember that Star Trek movie where the whale god was coming back because there was no whales left back in our planet in the 24th century.
Captain, there'll be whales here. Yes, whales did help save the world in the future. So we definitely want to keep them around. You know, we don't know what's happening. There are always whales do get sick and die. There's no question about that. But the spike that we've had, this grim record of, 13 whales in less than 3 months is really beyond understanding. And
I mean, some people, look, the possibility, some people say they're hit by ships, but there's always been ships. Other people say it's affecting their sonar and their brain because of all the underwater explosions trying to create these windmills. They're trying to create a foundation for the windmills that's deep enough, and they're using massive explosions. Other people say maybe it's a COVID problem among whales. Is there any which direction are you leaning to?
So what we have postulated is that, yes, there's been shipping. There's a little more shipping going on because, we've become the number one port in America. And there's more whales because we made the water clean and beautiful, and there's more fish for them to eat. So there's a little more of that. It doesn't really, that's been going on for years now. And, again, it's 13 whales in just 3 months. So something is fishy, literally. So what we have been suggesting is that there may be a connection between the unprecedented number of companies that have permits to do what they call pre-construction for the offshore wind facilities. And what this includes is sonar level activity where they put these noises, these sound waves deep into the sediment to see where they want to put the wind turbines if they get the permits to build them. There's no building yet very close to the Jersey Shore. There is some construction beginning off the coast of Montauk. But this is why we want to have a pilot project because there's so many unknowns, and there just seems to be this very quick knee-jerk response. There's no evidence to suggest that the wind industry has anything to do with the whale deaths, but we would respond. There's no evidence that they're not responsible because the other thing I just want to add is that these survey boats do a lot of back and forth. They go out. There's as many as six at a time, and the boats go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and they're doing zigzags and all sorts of shipping. So there's a lot more ship activity out off the coast, which may be associated with some of the ship strikes that have happened to the whales as well. So we just don't know, and it's plausible and a significant enough concern that we should look into it.
Has there been underwater explosions like some of the people are contending, trying to create a foundation deep down underwater to put the windmill foundation in, because those windmills need a lot of foundation. They have to be deep down under the creative foundation.
Yeah, well, they do. They go up 1,000 feet, so they're as tall as a Chrysler building. So they do need to go down, and they're what they call monopoles. So they're just kind of like massive telephone poles, but orders of magnitude bigger. And they are going to have to jackhammer these things or pile drive these things into the seafloor, which is going to make a lot of racket if and when they do start doing the construction. But
they haven't started? What is your intelligence?
They have one project has begun. They're off of Montauk, eastern Long Island, way off at the end there. But they're doing some preliminary construction work. They want to move some boulders. They're moving around some boulders that are out there. And there may be some effort to, they found some unexploded ordnance out there from the military days. And there's some talk of, rather than trying to collect it and bring it up to the surface and manage it, there's some talk that they want to try to blow it up. In the sea itself, which would be not good news for marine life, of course. But that's the only connection to explosive that I've heard. Perhaps some people are thinking that the sonar pulses that are going down into the seafloor are like explosions, but that's not accurate.
Well, thank you for coming on. Please stay on top of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you bet. And thank you for having me on and sharing this. I mean, this is such a beautiful resource. And, you know, we're looking at 1 million acres just off the New York and New Jersey coast that are going to be, that are being permitted or are under consideration for these wind turbines. And it's just too much too fast. We just, there's so many unknown concerns and issues that about our wildlife and the ocean. And we just need to take a pause and do some further investigation.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll catch up with you again real soon. If you find the answer sooner, text me. Let me know right away because all our listeners, 1 million listeners, want to hear about it.
Oh, you bet. Thank you. And thank them for caring about the ocean. Thanks to all of you for listening. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much. Take care.